Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone. You're with Dr. Harris, Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. We're here this evening here to give you a show. It's been a while since I've been on the air. Thought I would come on tonight. I'd like to give a shout out to those who tuned in last night to listen to Maria and Aileen, who did a wonderful show last night. Really, really appreciate them stepping up to the plate. Really, really good. Also want to give a shout out to, let's see here, Alicia Mika. Just want to give you a shout out too. Told me today that you have a little bitty garden. I hope maybe you'll send me some pictures to our listening audience. We'd just like to really look at what you're doing. Hope that we, Federal Freedom School has been a influence to you. You know, when you said that today, I believe you said, I got me a little garden going now. So hope that we've been an influence to you. I've been telling folks, especially black folks, for a long time that they need to start growing their own food. But, you know, what do I know? Who listens to me? But I can tell you this. We are right now, you know, in this middle of this silly crisis virus type conversation going on, and it has everybody locked down in the house and all that type of stuff. But I will tell you, Fresno Freedom School, we're on the move. We do not have our children out in the form like we did last year. But what we are doing as of today, I know our staff was out at an apartment complex. Yeah, they were at an apartment complex, their apartment complex, not some random apartment complex. So they made contact with the parents in regards to working with the children for as keeping them engaged for as, for instance, they took some flower pots and put some plants in there, had a little bitty shovels and things like that, and just, you know, making it fun. And so I think that that was really, really, you know, thinking outside the box. I think that was great for them to do that. Actually, Maria Else is the one who spearheading that. Got a couple of donations from folks in the apartment complex. They really believed in the process of what we're doing with the children. A lot of you know, if you don't know, here at my home, last year we were farming at my church, nice piece of land in the back. But this year I decided to be more intimate. Decided to be more personal for different reasons, and I'm gonna go over a couple of the reasons. But I do want to give shout outs to all the freedom fighters across the country. I know May 1st we're gonna be doing a direct action here in Fresno, which I'm part of that. So I'm looking forward to that, broadcasting that event the day of on Ground Zero. A lot of stuff going on across the country, as you know, with the virus and different things that's going on. A lot of people are dying. I'm not sure where this is really going for this virus, and they aren't even able to find a cure for it. I have my own, you know, perspective of what that is, but like I said, I'm not going to go into that tonight, because tonight I just really want to talk about those that may want to call in to 516-387-1474, 516-387-1474. Again, this is Dr. Harris, founder of Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show, as well as founder of the Fresno School. I'd like to give a shout out to, Aileen Reed, who co-hosted the show with Marie Elts, who hosted the show. And they did a wonderful job last night. I mean, it was just so phenomenal to just you know, listen for a change. You know, I'm always doing a show. I'm always doing a lot of heavy lifting and things like that. But, you know, it's just great to just sit back and just listen to other folks, you know, talk from their perspective and what their belief system is. And they did a wonderful, you know, show talking about resources and, you know, food giveaways, who's giving away food. Just resources that we need as a community. And I just want to give them, you know, thumbs up. Great job. Looking forward for your next show. Again, if those want to call in, 516-387-1474 to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show, talking about Fresno Freedom School, how to stay at home and grow vegetables. We did post on there our Freedom School website, well as Changing the Narrative of Farming for Black Youth article, which back in 2019, Fresno Freedom School was the number one article across the country. So we want to give a thumbs up to our staff and all of our students. So I kind of want to talk about real briefly. I'm not going to stay on long tonight, maybe 45 to an hour, maybe if we get some people to call in or not. But I really want to talk about what we're doing here at my home, which I think that many, many other people can be doing as well. And what I'm doing is I decided to, this time of the year, most people, you know, spring is coming and, you know, the sun is coming out and people go and they buy plants, they buy, you know, whatever to make their yard look good. Well, I decided that because of all this virus stuff going on, and we have to, you know, I don't have to stay in the house, but I'm just going to say what people are saying, stay inside the house, that I decided for the Freedom School to create a venue for a couple of things. One, to grow food. I've been telling people for the longest that there's going to be a food shortage in America. I'm not quite sure if you believe me or not, but I'm telling you there's going to be a food shortage. There's a food shortage now with the meat. If you're a meat eater, there's a food shortage there. If you go to the stores, you'll see that a lot of the shelves are empty. And so the question that I put out there, I wish I would have put this question on the screen, but I didn't, is we know the story about toilet tissue, which I never thought in a million years that we would have issues with toilet paper. But we do. So many people are buying toilet paper that toilet paper is like this hot commodity now. It's a hot commodity, and the question is, when you go to the store, Costco, Winco, wherever you shop, Food Max, Target, Walmart, wherever, and they say, we don't have no more toilet paper, what are you going to do? It's a fair question. It's not a trick question. What are you going to do when you go from store to store to store and you find out that there's no toilet paper, but you still have to go to the bathroom? What are you going to do? I can't get no one to answer that question for me. Maybe you can call in and tell me at 516-387-1474. What are you going to do? I've been asking that question for about 2 months now. Have you been to the store and you've been told that there's no toilet paper? I have. I go to Costco and different places and they say, hey, we don't have no toilet paper. What are you going to do? Now, let me bring it home now. What happens if you go to Food Max, Winco, Costco, Walmart, Target, wherever you shop for food, and they say, sorry, but we don't have any food. What are you going to do? Are you going to do? So I think what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make people do some strategic thinking right now. I think we have become a lazy society. I believe that we have become so lazy. I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, but we've become so lazy that we don't understand that we have to do for ourselves. Now, those of you who know, I founded the Freedom School. We farm. We teach kids how to farm. I've been saying this like a broken record. Grow your own food. Grow your own food. Grow your own food. And now we've come to this crisis situation where everybody wants what the next person have in a basket, and people are fighting over toilet paper, fighting over this, getting, you know, all the stuff. And I'm like, you don't have to go through all of that. I mean, what did our ancestors do? What did they do? Just think about it. Our ancestors didn't have all this, you know. I mean, black people at one point in time in America, we had to go to the outhouse. Now, how many of you know what an outhouse is? I'd like for someone to call into the show and tell me what is a outhouse. What is an outhouse? Now, we're going to bring this back home to the point where you go to the store, there's no food. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to invest my time in doing for myself. Now, when we first, I mean, it depends what level you want to do it on. You can grow vegetables in a pot. You can grow vegetables in the ground. You can buy your raised bed, whatever. But I think the point that I'm driving tonight is that you're doing for yourself. And that's the piece. Someone just typed something. Raquel Stewart, I just started my call. Hey! And that's what I'm talking about. Two people today. Shamika, I believe. And Raquel, did I get that right? Can't see too good. Raquel, look right. Stuart, you started your gardening today. Oh my God. Let me ask you a question. I just started my garden today. Did the Fresno Freedom School have any influence on you, or the shows that I've been doing, or the shows we've been doing, the different tutorials we've been doing outside for us, you know? Oh, wow. 5 acres? I just got a little bitty front yard. You got 5 acres. Okay. Let me give you thumbs up. You do it, okay? You do it. I hope you can send us some pictures of your garden. I would really love to see what you're working with. Hope that the Freedom School has some type of influence on you, or maybe you've been doing it already. Well, that's great either way. But the bottom line is that I'm trying to get everyone to start thinking about long term, thinking about hard times. Okay, now, in my front yard right now, no, I just started in my backyard in the bed. Okay, cool. Great. So you're doing for self. That's what I get out of your conversation today. You're not like expecting, this is Raquel, I believe. Raquel is not expecting to put her, I don't know if you have a family or whatever the case may be. Raquel is not depending on Walmart, Target, Foodco, Costco, or whatever place she may shop. She's not just putting, in other words, her eggs all in one basket. She said, you know, I may still go shop there, but I'm also going to go home and be able to walk out of my backyard, water my vegetables, take care of my vegetables. And this is the part that the Freedom School is trying to get everybody to think about, because it's important, because one, number one, is organic, right? Hopefully you don't put any poisons on it. You can make your own organic solutions. You can go to YouTube, home remedies, whatever. We just mixed some yesterday because the bugs are eating my eggplants already. And so there's things that, you know, you can do. I am a vegan. Great. Cool. That's even better. Okay. We're all trying to get where you are. Seriously, we all are. Trust me, because that's a whole nother conversation with Sister Denise when it comes to my good friend, supporter, eating meat and stuff like that. So she's been really educating us on the reasons why we should be plant-based eaters. And when she breaks it down to you, Raquel, it really makes sense. It really makes sense. So Raquel has 5 acres. So Raquel, is this your first time listening to the show? I mean, do you listen to the show, or do you follow me on Facebook when we be doing the, you know, outside planting and watering? Do you? I don't know. Oh, you do? Okay, great. Appreciate your support. Anything we can do to support you, please let me know. I still do have more plants. A friend of mine, Doc, a friend of state, has donated plants to us. I have some more. I have seeds, you know, organic seeds. So I'm pretty sure you first time. This is your first time tonight listening, or first time? Okay, well, I'll let you explain that. All right, so getting back to doing for self. Economically, it may seem kind of sort of expensive when you first start, right? Because a lot of us, well, I'll be 50. Oh, God, I shouldn't be telling my age. First time ever. Yes, first time ever. Oh, okay. All right. Great. Hope it's not the last. All right. So my point is that, you know, we have an opportunity right now since we're all at home, right, supposedly, that we can be doing things around the house for ourselves, for us growing. Now, as I said earlier, you don't have to put plants in the ground. You can use pots, you can do soil, whatever, you know. My thing is do something, okay? Do something. And I don't care if you have a tomato plant in a little pot. Just do something for yourself, okay? Now, when you start looking at how much tomatoes cost, she says something else. Everyone says it's costly, but medicine is way more. Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. So Raquel, when we talk about costs when it comes to gardening, you know, I farm, right? So I farm big acreage, you know, 5 acres, 10, 20. But just gardening at home, it can get a little expensive. But I would say, would you rather pay now to feed yourself, buy the supplies, or would you rather pay later going to the doctor, wasting your gas, you know, whatever? I will gamble on, I want to do something for myself now. Okay, so when you start pricing out tomatoes, I mean, just look at it. You have to drive to the store, get gas, go in the store, buy vegetables that's been sitting in a warehouse for at least a year or maybe 2 years. I mean, we don't even know how long these vegetables have been sitting in the cold storage, and they're not organic. They have pesticides on them. You go to the store and you grab a little tomato, it feels like a baseball. It's so hard. Now, the tomatoes and things that you will grow, hey, Kevin, the tomatoes and things that you will grow, it'll be soft like a sponge, you know. That's what we call organic, right? And it's less cost effective because now you're not buying food at the grocery store that's been sitting in the warehouse for over a year or two with pesticides on it. You're growing your own stuff at home. You see it every day. I mean, we, Freedom School students, I mean, go to my website, you know, go to my website, you know, www.fresnofreedomschool.com. Go to YouTube, put in Fresno Freedom School, and you'll see all the different videos and tutorials and the children out there in the farm. And, you know, just go to YouTube and type it in, you know, changing the narrative of farming for Black youth. You know, we made national news, international news. As I said earlier, it was the number one in 2019. It was the number one article of the country, right? So we're not paper boys here, okay? I mean, we're movers and shakers here when it comes to teaching our youth about farming. The taste of tomatoes off the vines. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, last year at the Freedom School, we had so many tomatoes that I had to plow a lot of the tomatoes under. We just had so many tomatoes. We had so many eggplants. I was trying to give our eggplants to the Chicos, but they wouldn't take them because they said, you know, they had to go through a process through the USDA or whatever their process, so they wouldn't take them. But our children made eggplant pizza, you know, vegetarian with meat. So let me run down to you, Raquel, or everyone is listening right now, the different vegetables that Fresno Freedom School grew in the spring, summer, and in the wintertime. Number one, we teach the children how to make rows with the tractors. Once we plow, you know, they ride the tractor with me and make rows. We teach the children how to lay the T-tape out, which that's what the water is connected to. If you ever have an overflow, I'll take that. All right, I'm owe you to your word, okay? And so the children connect the water lines up to the rows. I think we had about 40-something rows last year, probably about maybe 175 feet long or maybe 200 feet long. And we put the black plastic down. The students put the black plastic down. Then we poke holes in there, and then the students put the plants in, right? So the students last year, we grew black-eyed peas, white corn, yellow corn. We grew sweet potatoes. We grew sunflower seeds. We grew eggplants, cucumbers, pickles, red bell pepper, green bell pepper, yellow bell pepper, okra, and tomatoes. We grew two or three different varieties of tomatoes. But please go to YouTube and type in Fresno Freedom School. Can you do that, Raquel? Just if you can, just give me a thumbs up if you did. I appreciate it. Go to YouTube, type in Fresno Freedom School, and you'll see that there's like three different documentaries of the school. I mean, we're movers and shakers. I mean, you know, we've put children into black colleges. My son is the founder of the Freedom School. He goes to Southern University right now. And hopefully I'll be able to, he's doing his online courses now. So he's been, you know, hasn't had time to come over and be with dad to work out here in the guard. But my point is that's the summer spring piece, right? Now the winter time, the Fresno Freedom School, we grew, kale, mustards, curly mustard, leafy mustards, collards. What else did we grow? Broccoli. Oh, I forgot about the watermelons. Oh, my God. Summertime. Watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews. So those are some of the things we grow in the wintertime. And the children make different recipes with the things that they grow. But now, as I speak right now, in my front yard, it's amazing because people now drive down the street every day just to see the yard. I mean, it's so cool, you know, and then people give me thumbs up, they honking their horn, they waving, because it's appreciation. And I think that we have lost the eyesight of Mother Nature, Mother Earth, allowing us to put a root in the ground or a seed, and for Mother Nature to take that seed, nourish that seed, and make it, you know, break ground. And then the sun goes to work, right? And then, you know, so there's a lot of things going on outside right now with the vegetables right now, because now it's dark time, it's nighttime, right? So nighttime versus daytime, there's different elements going on, right? There's different bugs that's going on, right? I have to learn when to plant different vegetables and fruits for the season. Yeah. So Raquel, there's charts that I'll try to send me your, or inbox me if I forget that you need the charts about the seasons of what to plant. I can help you with that. But there are certain seasons for certain things to grow. So right now here in my yard, I have over 50 some plus tomato plants, pear tomato, big beef tomato, yellow, red tomato. And then we have eggplants. We have, I think, three different types of peppers. Today we just planted white corn and yellow corn. We have bell peppers, yellow, black, green, red bell peppers. We have onions, okra, parsley. So we're going to get into some of the herbs as well. I put in a high-rise bed, so we're working with that. First time we ever did that. So something going on in the bed. There's plants are not digging it, so I'm about to figure out what's going on with that. And then the landscaping. You know, Raquel, I believe a lot of people really like how the rocks are positioned. I'm going to build a kind of like a, not a fish pond, but just something where, you know, you can kind of tell that there's a pond or something around. Okay, the corn I have, a question about. Yeah, shoot, go ahead. And so today, my drummer who drums at my church, he's been helping me all week. He's been a big help, man. I'm not gonna lie. And so it gives me an opportunity to work with him and teach him and show him. Hello. Hey, White, what's going on, White? I haven't talked to you in a few days. I thought maybe you left. I haven't seen that squirrel. Oh, I did see the squirrel today, White. But the squirrel was on my neighbor house on his roof, all right? So he done left my place and went next door. So that's good. So that's kind of what we have right now in the front yard. And I'm going to be planting some squash, some pickles, some cucumbers. But with the pickles, what I'm going to do, because see, pickles is about that long, right? Or I don't know, long as your finger or whatever. Okay, let me get to your question real quick. Okay, I'll get to your question. So what I'm going to do with the pickles is I'm going to either buy something or make something where the vines will grow and then the pickles will hang down like this over the piece of wood. No urine. People are probably looking like, what is she talking about? It's a joke. We'll talk about it in a minute. But I'm trying to be creative, right? I'm trying to utilize all of our space. I even thought about White Raquel to, I thought I seen Omi on here. I see Omi. Oh, Miss Comier. Hey, Miss Comier. Okay. Hello. I was even thinking about growing watermelons on top of my house. If I do that, oh my God. I'm thinking about growing watermelons on top of the house. Because see, watermelons is a hot, it needs a lot of sun, right? And so I'm like, where's a better spot to put watermelons on top of right? So anyway, I'm still trying to figure that out. I heard the pesticide is in the seed. I've heard stories about seeds. I mean, people crossbreed seeds, and I really haven't ran across that myself, but just talking to people, I have heard that some seeds do have pesticides in it. So, but I haven't actually dealt with that piece yet, because I get my seeds from organic seed of the corn. So White, are you talking about when people spray for bugs that the pesticides gets on the seed? Is that what you're talking about? I'm just trying to get clarity on on your question here. I'm no expert on that, but I'll just give you my little two cents. So while you're figuring that out. But in the backyard, I'm going to grow watermelons and possibly, I'm going to grow watermelons and a lot of okra. What is White saying? Did use all the cow and chicken? No, White, not yet. I'm gonna do some research on the manure tonight. I've been thinking about something. We're gonna be doing some research. Maybe you can do this with me if you don't mind. Maybe me and you both can do some research on cow manure, and kind of see what that is, and we'll share notes. No, I heard the pesticide is in the seed of in the seed of the corn. I haven't. I need to look more into that. I'll look more into that, Raquel, and see what I find out. I haven't heard that, but I'm not saying it's not. But let me look into it. I'm gonna talk to a few people. Now, do you know what type of pesticide? Do you know what type of pesticide? Okay. So anyway, in the backyard, we're going to be growing watermelons. Now, these watermelons are going to have seeds, okay? I don't like the seedless watermelon. So watermelons in the back. I may do some cantaloupes or honeydews. I don't know. Okay, I'll find out. I'll talk to my professor at Fresno State at the nursery and see what she says, and I'll get back with you that information so that you can so that we both will know that answer. So right now we have probably between 10 and 15 different types of plants growing right now here at my home. So somebody that follows me on Facebook said that they came by my house to actually look at the garden in the front yard. And she said it looked more beautiful in person than it did with me live streaming and taking pictures. We take a lot of pictures just for document reasons, and for our young people, you know, when we start, helping them with their applications and things going to college, all the stuff that we work with the children from the ages of 2-3 all the way to high, you know, till it's time for them to graduate, goes into a folder. So that's why we take a lot of pictures. So you all know what I'm doing, right? I would say at least every day I put in maybe 2 to 3 hours a day, if not probably no more than 5, and that's maybe on the weekend because I may have more help, but during the week, maybe like 2 hours a day. So you figure 2 times 5, that's 10 hours. Okay, Kel says something else. The person you get your seeds from, do they have a website so I can also? Yeah, so there's a seed place in Stockton, and there's a nursery here in Fresno. So I'll see if I can get their website for you. Now, are you in Fresno, or what state are you in? I don't know if that's too personal a question or not. If it's too personal, don't even answer it. But so give me some ideas. I mean, I'm just doing what I feel that's needed right now. People say I put them in. Oh, you're in Bakersfield. Okay. Bakersfield Drillers. All right. So, what are some things that you feel Miracle Grow is good for growing vegetables? Yeah, that is true. I have that. I'm using that right now. Hopefully tomorrow I'm going to go look at some different garden soils, and I think that's the problem I'm having in my rise bed because the plants are not doing too good, like, and but anyway, what are some of the things in Bakersfield, Raquel, that you all specialize in? I mean, the 5 acres that you're talking about, is this the first time you'd be farming on this 5 acres, or was it just bare land? I mean, does it have a well? I mean, if you're a farmer, I'm pretty sure it has a well. That was a dumb question. But what type of vegetables or kale are you looking to grow in Bakersfield? I'll let her type that. So Doc Saxton dropped off some more plants today. We're going to get those in the ground. There's a green. It's not a mustard or collard, but there's some greens that grow in the summertime, and I've seen them before, and I'm trying to remember. I need to find out their name, because the greens that we grow here in Fresno, mustard, collards, those are like winter crops. So when it gets really, really hot, the leaves like go like this. The wintertime, they're like this. When it's summertime, they're like this. So it's not that you can't grow them. It's just you're just going to be doing this all the time because it's hot. So, Raquel, what is it that you're going to be like specializing in this 5 acres, if I may ask, in Bakersfield? I mean, is this your first time farming on this land? Is it just a project you're doing, or is it, you're out to make money with it? Maybe that's too personal too. Anyway, we'll figure it out in a minute. But because I know it's really, really hot in Bakersfield. It's hotter in Bakersfield than it is in Fresno. So I know that for us growing crops in Bakersfield would be, really, really good. So anyway, again, I'm just asking everyone to please continue to support Fresno Freedom School. If you want to send us a donation, that's great too. You can inbox me and I'll give you the information. If you have extra tools that you're not using, shovels, rakes, if you want to buy buy a case of water or whatever, we're not twisting anyone arm. We're doing for ourselves. We're just doing for ourselves, all right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So yesterday I taught my young man how to miracle grow water for plant food. Okay, great. Thank you, White. I showed him how to stake up the tomatoes, because like right now, which I should have did it tonight, once the tomatoes start growing and getting big, we have to put a metal cage around there and we stake it up because the leaves are going to grow out the cage and the tomatoes are going to hang like this on the your metal cage. So I just want, like I said, I haven't been coming on Facebook live. I haven't been doing my Blog Talk Radio show either. Let me take that back. I have been on Facebook live. We do that every day. But I'm talking about the Blog Talk Radio show that I'm doing right now. I've kind of took a step back and let my other folks kind of learn how to do that to give me a break. So it's not that I'm dodging anybody. And I know you guys like when I come on the show. I keep it real and 100. But like I said, I need a break to get this here going now. So are you still there, Raquel? Let me see. Left. But we're going to have a harvest. So I'm hoping this is April, May. Yeah. So hopefully by the end of next week, we should have all the plants in the ground. And so we're going to be hooking up the irrigation line, to each tomato plant and whatever, to make sure that they get their own individual water. Well, we have to be, doing it by hand. It's just going to be very time consuming. So is there any vegetables? We have like 7 minutes before the show is off. Again, we want to thank Maria for working with those children today. We have somebody on the line here, 3205. 30 to a 5. Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show.
What's happening, Pastor? How you doing?
Hey, my man. How you doing? It's been a while.
Hey, it's been a while, but you know what? We still keeping on.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, man, I'm loving what you're doing with the home garden and teaching the young folks how to return to the soil so that they can do this for themselves, by themselves.
Exactly. That's what it's about, you know?
That's one of those things where we learned it growing up, but a lot of kids nowadays, they haven't been introduced to that part of society, and a lot of them probably don't even know that it even exists, but they got it in them.
Well, you know, Doc, what I keep asking the question, and no one really gives me an answer, maybe there's no answer, but, you know, as we go through this silly crisis stuff, whatever it is, 19, the coronavirus has pushed us into a corner, and it has made America leadership push us in a corner that we can only do certain things at certain times and blah 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 blah. And my take on this is that when you go to Costco, Foodco, Winco, Food, wherever you shop, Target, and you say, "Hey, I need some toilet paper, man," and the response you get from the store is, "We don't have no toilet paper." Now, you know that because there's no toilet paper, that don't mean we're not going to stop going to the bathroom. So the question is, what are we going to do if there's no toilet paper? But let me bring it even further home.
Right.
If we go to the store, Costco, Winco, Food for Less, Target, Walmart, wherever you shop, and they say, "As of today, we don't have any food for you." My question is, what are you going to do? So I have been being like proactive, like a broken record. You know, guys, go get a pot, go get a bucket, go get something, use your flower bit. And that's what I'm doing now. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I feel that the Freedom School, we're leading by example, right? We're maximizing all of our resources, and while we're maximizing, we're educating people on how to grow organically. So by growing your own, stay at home and growing your own food, you're actually ahead of the game, is what I'm trying to say. Because number one, you don't have to drive your car, which is giving off these different gases, okay? So you're saving money there, right, from driving to the store. And then when you get to the store, you got this long line that you got to stay in for at least 30 minutes in the sun or in the cold before you can get in. And then before you get in, you know, you have all these people checking you, and you got to read this, and if you cough here, you can't come in, and got to wear gloves. I mean, it's just a hassle. And then once you get inside of the store, then you're looking at vegetables. You don't know where in the hell they came from. A lot of times they've been sitting up in storage for at least 2 years, and then the store orders them, and then they bring them to the store, right? And then they dump them out there. They have all these pesticides on the vegetables. You purchase it, you buy it, you take it home, you're still wasting gas again, and then you finally get home and you put it on your plate to eat. So what we're trying to do, Doc, is we're trying to eliminate almost 95 to 98% if not 99% of all what I just said by growing your own vegetable at home. That's all I'm
exactly.
trying to tell people.
And see, doing it this way, you also cut out the middleman, okay? You get to control the pesticides that you come in contact with. Not only that, follow it this way. Think back to 3 months ago when the stock market took that bad back-to-back-to-back-to-back hit where oil prices dropped down to the ground, where commodity prices went to absolutely zero, and the stock market was actually making no money. This is when you begin to hear of the coronavirus. Right after he was bragging about, 45 was bragging about how great the stock market was doing, and then he had them five back-to-back days of basically zero, 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 making nothing on the stock market. All prices went to the ground. Now, all of a sudden, we got a major issue. And look at what they're bringing back. Now, the 24th of April, which is this Friday, the state of Georgia, say they're going to open up. But they're going to open up hair salons, tattoo parlors, barbershops, things of this nature. You mean to tell me we ain't going to open up the rest of these emergency cares and grocery stores and places where people really need to get some help? There's a method to this madness. All day, every day. And the path is not good.
Right. Right. Today, Maria, who's our secretary for the Freedom School, Aline, they all been really just phenomenal, just really trying to be supportive and really, not allowing this virus to just, isolate us, but yet we can still keep something moving. Maria, talked to her neighbors today and, about, teaching the children how to pot tomato or bell pepper or whatever and to watch it grow, and that's what we're doing with the Freedom School kids, is that we're providing planter boxes and seeds and things like that so that they can still be engaged in during this time, because they're used to being at the farm, but we don't want to bring them out there. But yet we're having alternative, is what I'm saying. Not just saying, it's all over with, it's done. We still got to eat. And I want to eat healthy as I can. We all can do better, right? But, I just want to be able to teach, lead by example, give away many plants as I can, and to tell people, hey, get you a bucket, get you a flower pot, get you something, use your flower bed. It's not hard, folks. It's very easy. Do for self or be a slave. We're not going to be slaves anymore. We're not going to be slaves anymore, because we're going to do the right thing. We're gonna do for ourselves and do for our family. And on top of that, Doc, is that when we are able to grow at home, we are then able to feed our home and our neighbor's home.
Exactly.
So now we're building community again. I gave my neighbor about 10 plants, and I gave him some mustard seeds, and I gave him some watermelon seeds, and I gave him, some different types of seeds that, and he's, bless his heart, he's on dialysis. He's on dialysis because I thought it was his wife, but he said it was him. He said that he goes to dialysis
right.
3 o'clock in the morning for however long to clean his blood, because I always used to hear this buzzing sound like 3 in the morning. And so because I had that conversation with him through the plants, then I found out more about, you know, what's going on with him. And now I'm able to strike up a more intimate conversation because the ground has been broken. See, one of the problems, Doc, that I see is that we live in a segregated country. You know,
right.
People talk about living up in North Fresno and, you know, living in the Bluffs. Those people don't even talk to one another. I mean, how do you live in a community where you don't even say good morning or hello to your next door neighbor? You know, I told my neighbor today, I said, I'm going to be getting some watermelon plants, some okra plants, and I said, I would make sure I give you some. He said, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Now, you don't think that if there's someone came to my house that looked as suspicious that he wouldn't pay attention to it? Yes, he would, because we have at least an open dialogue conversation with one another. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you open that door.
Exactly. And
I can remember. I can remember back when my family came to Fresno, when we lived off of Thorne and Atchison.
Right.
And when my grandmother, we lived right behind Wayne's Liquor Store. I remember my grandmother having a backyard garden. But with that
right.
backyard garden, my grandmother said, half the neighborhood.
Right.
Because my grandmother was old school and she knew how to grow all of that there. From squash to watermelons to mustard greens, collard greens, watermelons,
right.
she knew how to grow all of that. Bell pepper,
right.
green onions. And what we didn't use, we gave to the neighbors, who in turn, what they didn't use, they gave to us. See,
right.
back in the day, that, you know, people believed in doing the barter system.
Right.
See, nowadays, unfortunately, a lot of people got that frame of mind, oh, they trying to be nosy. It's not that nobody trying to be nosy. We trying to figure out how to help one another. That's what we got to get back to.
Right.
Because if
right.
we don't, we going to come up missing.
You know, Doc, I was at work today, and we got off early, and I said, hey, wait a minute. Everybody looking at me. I said, look, I have some plants out of my truck, and you're more than welcome to have them. Some was interested, and some wasn't. So I said, well, I parked out in the back. You know, two people came back out there. I gave them some plants. They said, thank you. I said, you're welcome. Now, I just saved them some money and time for going to Home Depot, right? See, we got to get back to I'm my brother's and sister's keeper. We've gotten away from that. You see what I'm saying? And now the folks that I get, and I gave some folks some plants this evening, you know, right before nightfall. You know, so what I'm doing is I'm blessing other people, right? And then, like you said, once I bless them and then they put the plants in the ground and the harvest come and then they bless someone else. See, and the blessings just keep going and going and going and going, but the blessing had to start somewhere. That makes sense. So,
exactly.
you know, it's just really, you know, I think this coronavirus stuff for me is doing something. It's pushing people to work together. It's pushing people to pull their resources together. That's what I think it's doing.
Right. It's also making people realize that if you're going to make it, you are going to have to work with your neighbor.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who they look like, what they look like. You know, and while I have you on the line, let me say this. Really appreciate you stepping out the way that you do.
Yes, sir.
Because one thing I appreciate about you is this right here. You will come to the aid of your fellow man, black, white, pink, or purple, whatever the issue is, you are willing to stand with them. And I'm going to be honest. I do not understand why it is other black pastors can't look at you and go, you know what? I need to stand with that man. He needs some support. I do not for the life of me understand that. Now, there are several here that I know went to school with many who they want to say that we're on the main line and we out here and we doing this because this is what we've been directed to do. But yet, you cannot stand in solidarity with a man of God. You can't stand with him.
Yeah.
Like I told you before, and I'm honest about this. Hey, I'll always stand with you. All you got to do is call me, brother. I'm going to be there because you have shown me this is what you do.
Yes, sir.
It's one thing to talk the talk, but walk the walk? Oh, yeah. That's what we do.
Well, you know, Doc.
And I appreciate you for that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you for helping out on the mayor campaign, too. You know, we came in third. A lot of people don't know that. I'm going to be sending out a thank you to everyone. But we was the last to file, but yet we came in third. So that says a lot to folk. But what I was going to say was, you know, about 15, maybe 20 years ago, I had this vision that, you know, we have churches here in West Fresno as well as throughout Fresno. But I was mainly talking about the black churches. That, you know, so I'm just going to say some names right now. Not saying anything negative, but I'm just saying it because, you know. So, you know, look at St. Rest. You know, St. Rest has land behind their church. That land could be utilized to grow food, right? Look at Second Baptist. Second Baptist has land. That land can be used to do what? Train, grow food, have farmers market. You know, look at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They have land, a lot of land. That land could be doing the what? Train, grow food, teach, help the congregation, help the community. And, you know, we have little smaller churches that may have a half an acre, a quarter acre, whatever the case may be. I'm using my front yard and backyard, right? Of my home.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is that we have resources here in our community, but as you said, you know, some pastors, well, I don't like this, I don't like him because of this, and I don't like him because of that. He's anti-police, or he's outspoken, or whatever the reasoning is, really ridiculous, right? Because when you're hungry, you're hungry, okay? And
exactly.
I just think that we are not, as pastors or ministers or churches, you know, coming together around food. You have your spiritual food, and you have your, you know, the food for your body. So it's like,
right?
We can't. I mean. Oh, man, you get me on a topic that better stay away from.
I already know where you're heading with it. I know where you're going with it.
I mean, if we could come together for a pastor appreciation, why we can't come together around food and figure out how we can utilize this land, right?
Thank you very much.
To grow food for our congregations and our children and our seniors in our churches and in our community. I mean, I don't understand what is the big problem. I really don't.
Exactly.
And it just really irritates me. So that's why, Doc, I don't worry about it no more. I just do what I do. People see it. People get motivated. You know, hopefully someone's listening tonight on live stream to go back to their pastors. Hey, pastor, we got this land over here. And Reverend Harris, Dr. Harris, with the Freedom School, he formed. So how about we let him use the land, and it's a win-win for everybody. I hope someone will go back to their pastor tonight and say that to them and say, well, give Reverend Harris a call. Let's see how we can work this out. This is about community. This is not about me. This is about our people, our seniors, our children. That's what this is about. This is why I do what I do.
Things of that nature. Just that simple.
Just that simple.
Beauty about that is, should they decide to go that route, that is a win-win for everybody. First of all, for those who go down that road, it's a tax write-off.
Right.
So you done took care of your pockets there. Okay, if you're the church, you already know it's a write-off. It's a win-win for everybody.
Right.
It's a draw to the community. Okay, look what the church is now doing for us once again, as they used to in the past. Come on, man. That's a win for everybody.
Right. Exactly. Well, Doc, we're at the end of our show here. I just want to thank you for your support. Thank you for, helping out with the mayor campaign. We wouldn't have came in third without you and without your leadership, during that time. And I just look forward to even working with you more in the community. And like I told everybody, this is my hand to God. I say it, and I'm going to say it on air to everyone that's listening on live stream. I said, we're going to take my entire front yard and backyard and maybe my roof of my house to grow some watermelons. I'm still trying to figure that piece out. That when the harvest come in June or July, depending on how high to get the weather, that we're going to have a grand party. Hopefully the 6 feet has been dismantled. But the bottom line is this stay home garden that we're doing now, the Freedom School, all the vegetables is going to be free to the community, and the community can come and get however much they want for their family.
That's why we do it.
That's why.
Well, like I said once before, I'm always there for you, man. I definitely appreciate working with you and for you. And there are some things that we're going to sit down and talk about, because there are some other things that we need to approach here in the city. And if we can't deal with it one way, well, we'll deal with it another way. But at least we'll get the word out.
Yeah. Well, okay, Doc, we're going to go ahead and sign off. And I want to thank you again. Love you. And have everybody contact me. Keep watching our Facebook every day. We're going to be putting in some more seeds tomorrow. Today we put in white corn and yellow corn. We have onions out there, okra. We have eggplants. We have three or four different types of black bell pepper, red bell pepper, green bell pepper, yellow bell pepper. We have tomatoes, striped tomatoes, pear tomatoes. It's just so much out there that it's just, oh my God, it's just ridiculous. And so we're going to getting the backyard ready and the ground ready to get the watermelon plant should be in next week. And so we're going to get those in the ground too. I just want to say love you guys. You guys stay strong. Keep pushing us, our live streams, Facebook. Please continue to support Maria Elks and Eileen Reed on their radio shows on, I believe it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, And I'll be coming back on, you know, here and there just to give you all updates. Something really happened, you know, real heavy, I'll come back on the air. I do know May 1st, I will be doing a protest here in Fresno. We'll be giving you more updates on that as well. Okay, Miss White is telling me it's time to go to bed. Okay, all right. Okay, y'all, thank y'all. Y'all stay up. Power to the people whose streets are streets. Long live the gorilla. Black power. Power to all of the people. And we're going to say good night.